Friends, we're Los Angeles and San Francisco 10s here. We're here with great joy to see our friends around the world, and to start preparation to today's lesson. Today's a special day because we have all of our friends here, and we're all here together today. So let's feel our friends' hearts. Let's awaken the dawn before the dawn awakens us. Let's be thankful to the Creator for this day. Let's warm our friends' hearts and start a new spiritual day. Today, we're not the same as we were yesterday. The past is dust. What matters is now. This moment, now together, with friends around the world, with guidance of our Rav, let this lesson be a united prayer for our connection to spread the light and joy of our connection around the world. And I pass now to my friend Eric.
Thank you, Alexander. Hello, dear world Kli. It's our honor, our pleasure to be a part of today's Purim lesson with our Los Angeles brothers. We met over the past week. A message we wanted to bring to this lesson preparation. The key things that coming up is that love will cover all transgressions, and the mutual guarantee is everything we have. You know, there are many people going to different states in the world, some in the Kli, some others external. But what we bring at B'nai Baruch here is a very unique remedy that we appreciate. It's this manifestation of love of friends over all differences. And let's take the next few minutes to pray for our friends and be thankful to the Creator that we have this remedy to bring love and joy to the world. You are all great friends. I'll now pass it back to Petah Tikva.
I'm
going to read an excerpt from the source. By making a covenant, their love will be eternal love and will never fail. No prevention will part them, since they make between them a strong and steadfast tie. To unite and connect through their heart with a wondrous knot and above mind and reason. Although the mind and reason should have stopped the love or caused some hate, still, because of the making of the covenant, their love will exist forever. This love and this steadfast ties will cover all crimes, since they have made the covenant of connection as though they have become one flesh. And as one cannot stop being loved himself, so he will not stop loving his friend.
Active workshop question. How can we achieve
a covenant of love between us once and forever. How can we achieve a covenant of love between us once and forever?
Once and for all, it's only if the Creator will hold it, if we can bring him in, pull him into this covenant, and for him to maintain it with his power of bestowal.
Yeah, absolutely. But on condition that the Creator maintains the covenant on one hand. On the other hand, we have to constantly demand it and act toward it, awakening to awakenings from below, so that this demand is carried out. We should just yearn to achieve a state of love will cover all crimes.
That it's as if you're signing a covenant under the endorsement of the Creator. He has to bless this covenant. It has to be a state where we understand that this covenant is not for us, but it's a commitment for us to love and to ask to be able to love and to want to love, because this is a quality of the Creator. We want this quality to dwell among us. We need him for him to sign on this covenant.
Every day we start anew. There's nothing, no such thing as once and for all on our path. We renew the effort to grow closer, to advance, and so on.
As far as I understand, this covenant doesn't mean that there's not going to be any hate and separation, but that we can quickly use these phenomena to grow stronger in this covenant, to renew it, to above everything we feel towards one another, we will build another bridge of love and connection. And this eternal love that we read about in the excerpt is built on all those opposites, that actually support it, sustain it, and become a foundation for this love. And above all of it, we hold on to the connection between us, and we ask for the Creator for that, to help him, help us build the connection above the shattering that exists, and that's how we come to the true, to the complete love.
Exactly. The covenant is obtained, and everything that happens after is obtained, and then everything that happens serves it. So the covenant is like a turning point. There's the life before and the life after the covenant.
Has turned to dust, there's nothing more to do. And in the ashes of our hearts, we're standing before you. There's nowhere left for us to run, no more lies to hold on to. After every song has been sung, it's only you that we will turn to.
והיום אנו קוראים אליך והיותך קרוב. сегодня пред тобой, знающий все тайны. Тонким устремлением души молимся отчаянно. Мы все стоим сегодня пред тобой и желаем быть как ты. Исполнены любви, красоты, доброты, чистоты.
Excerpt number two.
You should do more in love of friends. It is impossible to achieve lasting love unless through dvikut, adhesion, meaning that the two of you will unite in a tight bond. This can be only if you try to undress the clothing in which the inner soul is placed. This clothing is called self-love, for only this clothing separates two points. But if we walk on the straight path, the two points, which are discerned as two lines that refute one another, become a middle line that contains both lines together.
Question for active workshop. Tell the Ten what you are asking of the Creator so that He will help us to build a tight bond between us. One more time. Tell the Ten what you are asking of the Creator so that He will help us to build a tight bond between us.
What is needed is power and desire to engage in love of friends, just as we read. Because if we have the power and desire to engage in love of friends, we'll be able to attain also the second point. And then from these two points, we'll be able to build a desire to bestow and a need for the Creator to help us.
I think
we can first of all thank the Creator for setting up such a thing that we can build such a tight bond. You don't see it everywhere. So first of all, we should thank Him that this is His demand. And afterwards, we should ask what Gershon said to engage in this. We have other imaginary engagements like eating, sleeping, etc. But other than that, our engagement should be love of friends.
To put this covenant we talked about in control, because everything exists, we just discovered in our work in the Ten. So the power is a critical thing to have, to do it in the right way, in the right intention, and then to discover it exists and the Creator is in its midst. And that's it. For the friends to overcome not the disturbances, but rather the exercises the Creator gives them all over the world, the worldly, especially now, and in truth, love covers all transgressions, all crimes.
We should simply ask that he will give us this tight bond, that he will connect us. We understand that our efforts are even a little childish compared to what we have to realize. But we understand that he can complement them, he can make them real. He can make the love between us be real love. That's it. So we should just ask that he doesn't stop, give us opportunities to work and exert in this direction.
Yeah, in my mind, the strong, the tight bond is when together we ask the Creator to, because we came to a state where each of us doesn't ask alone, but all our requests seemingly come into one request, and we do it together from that tight bond we're asking. And we have to be grateful for that.
In a 10 and the friends around the world.
Prayer. Thank you, Creator, for giving us love of friends and for blessing us with our teacher, Rav, and giving us a Kli. Help us so that we will appreciate all the states and see the conflicts that come to us as given by you for the purpose of correction. And we will raise a prayer. May we use the disputes as a tool to rise above and reveal you between us, so we may become like you. Thank you for the strength to continue on the path with the intention to bring peace to the world and give you contentment.
Thank you, Creator, for giving us love of friends and for blessing us with our teacher, Rav, and giving us and for giving us a Kli. Help us so that we will appreciate all the states and see the conflicts that come to us as given by you for the purpose of correction, and we will raise a prayer. May we use the disputes as a tool to rise above and reveal you between us, so we may become like you. Thank you for the strength to continue on the path with the intention to bring peace to the world and give you contentment.
Bye.